We're back with 30 questions in 30 days right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. He's Paul Dottino, and here we go. Paul, today's question. Will the Giants use the fullback more or less this year than they did in 2014?
Oh, I think they're going to use it more. I'm going to go over on this one compared to last year's number, John, because if they're going to reestablish the power running game that they've been talking about for the last two or three years, and they're going to have more balance with this offense, well, then that means they are going to be able to run the ball more, especially when they get inside the red zone or the green zone, if you will, Coach Coughlin. Don't want to see you catch me on that one. And that means some more blocking up front. I say Hanoski's going to get some more snaps.
I'm going to say less, and here's why I think that he's going to have a little bit less. I think we're going to see a lot more four wide receiver formations this year than we saw last year, simply because of the injuries of wide receiver last year.
Okay.
I don't think Ben McAdoo was able to use four wide receivers quite as much. So I think we'll see more four wide receivers. Therefore, we'll see them running more at a three wide and 22 personnel, or rather 12 personnel, things like that. So I don't think you'll see quite as much fullback on the field. I think you'll see different personnel packages and more varied ones because there's more depth and more health on the offense.
What about when they get close to the end zone, though?
Well, I think you'll see some fullback then, but
okay.
I think you saw the fullback in those situations last year, too.
I know. Get your helmet ready. You're getting in the game.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's your 30 and 30.